Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We are glad to see you today. And everybody is joining us just a few minutes late. So let's just keep in an attitude of prayer and trust the Lord today that everything is going to be according to His will and His purpose. Amen. Well, we thank you again for joining us. God is good. And right now we are just rejoicing in the Lord that the Sisters of the Lord is coming up on 15 years. And we thank Him so much for blessing our lives and causing us to be across the world today. Amen. And we thank the Lord so much for the opportunity to believe with everyone that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we thank the Lord right now as we trust in Him. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Thank you again, everybody, for joining us. And let's just worship the Lord right now. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Lord, as we worship you today, as we cultivate our life with a lifestyle of thanksgiving, Father, we thank you, God, that you sent Jesus to give us life and life more abundantly. We give you praise and glory and honor. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing our life, Lord, with your love, your peace, everything that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We want to start off this morning reminding you that we are teaching on the path of life. And God will show us the path of life. Our main text is in Psalm 16, verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11. And again, thank you so much for joining us. Before we get started, I did want to share one more time that Sisters of the Lord is now 15 years old on Sunday, this Sunday, on February the 14th. And we have tried to count up approximately how many women have joined us across the world, and there's a little over 10,000. So we thank God for the opportunity to share His grace. And we thank the Lord for honoring us with the opportunity to share His love and His word across the world. Keep us all in prayer. Please feel free to email me at sistersofthelord.com. That's sistersofthelord.com. You can find my contact information or my email is robin@sistersofthelord.com. But I wanted to share with you this morning. It's a little early here in the United States, 8 o'clock in the morning. But, excuse me, the Psalm 16:11 says, God says, I will show you the path of life. I will show you the path of life. In His presence is fullness of joy. And in His right hand are pleasures forevermore. So let's go before the Lord in worship. This is the scripture, Psalm 16:11.
I will show you the capital of life. I will show you the capital of life. In my presence is fullness of joy. In my right hand are pleasures forevermore. Oh, forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. I will show you the path of life. I will show you the path of life. For in my
them on there in Pakistan. By the way, I see you out there in Pakistan, and I see you in Africa and all the other places in the Philippines. I know it's getting late out there, and we thank you again for joining us. So let's turn to Isaiah 48 and 17. And it says, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, teacheth thee to profit. And that word profit is the Hebrew word for Yael. It means to rise above, to benefit, to be valuable. Amen. Now let's read it again. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. And so, to rise above anything of this world, amen, to profit, to benefit, to be valuable, and leadeth thee by the way that thou should go. And the word way there is the Hebrew word for denrek, and that means the course of life, the course of life, your journey. It says, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, to be valuable, and which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go, the course of your life, the journey, the journey. We can know, amen, as we trust in the Lord. You know, you hear so many people say, oh, I'm just walking in a dark place. Well, I just know the Lord is there, but I can't really see. You know, that is a lie. That is an occult teaching. We don't go through the valley of darkness and walk. That is all a lie. Jesus is the light. Amen. So if you're walking in darkness today, get back in the light because you can see clearly. Let's turn to John, let's see, 18:12, is it, or 8:12? Let me see. John chapter, yes, 8 and verse 12. Jesus is talking here. John 8:12, and Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall live in the light of life. The light of life. The light of life. The journey, the course, as it said there in Isaiah, that you'll be valuable, that God will teach you to profit. That means financially, spirit, soul, and body, in every area of your life. As Jesus said in 10:10, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came to give us life and life more abundantly. You know, how can you be a blessing in this world if you have nothing to give? Yes, we can give them the word of God, but also the word says that money answers all things, that Jesus became poor. That word literally means the financial state, that we would be rich. He left the kingdom of heaven and came here and gave us everything. He said we can do mightier things than he as we trust in the Lord. We got to stir ourselves up and trust in God, walk in faith. That's laboring quickly to rest in him. That's what I want to do. I want to work real hard just to rest in the Lord because he wants to show you that course, that journey of life that he has planned for us, the path of life. As I've always told you, that Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 is my favorite scripture. I say it every day. Every day, if not more than once or five times a day, that I trust in the Lord with all of my heart, leaning not to my own understanding, but acknowledge him in all of my ways, and he will direct my paths. Amen. As we trust in him, it's through him. You know, I know sometimes we as women, or if you're a pastor out there, we get busy, 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 doing, 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 and we just get exhausted. When we can realize that if we rest and take that time and soak in the presence of God, the peace of God and just say, Father, I just rest now in you as I'm walking the path of life. For in your presence is fullness of joy. See, he put that together in that scripture, Psalm 16:11. I will show you the path of life. In my presence is fullness of joy. In other words, when you're walking that path of life, he doesn't want it to be drudgery. I'm like, oh, am I ever going to make it? In my presence is fullness of joy. Stay in his presence. Amen? Stay in his presence. And how do you do that? With a lifestyle of thanksgiving. Of David saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. He was talking to himself. He was talking to his mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we bless you with all thanksgiving. As the prophet said in Isaiah chapter 40, is there anything too difficult for God? Have you not heard? Do you not know? The Almighty God does not grow weary. His greatness is unsearchable. I am so thankful that God is patient. You know, I ask him, Lord, it's Robin here. Just give me your peace. Lord, help me. And if you're married out there, you know that it's the consistency of walking in love and patience towards one another, just as the Lord is with us. You know, my precious husband, Brother Bill, is always out there running. And sometimes I'll text him and say, are you on the planet? Where are you? And he'll say, yes, I love you with all my heart. I'm busy. And I always just say, Lord, just give him strength. Give him peace. Walk in divine favor. God will show us the path of life. And we can walk that path with all the body of Christ. And that path, that way, is who? Jesus. And so I want you to turn to John 14:6. And we're going to kind of wind this down here and open in prayer. And that is John 14:6. I find it here, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John 14:6. And it says, Jesus said it. He said that I am the way, that path of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I've been witnessing to some young women the past few days, and they all say, I'm not religious, but maybe God might hear me, and it's through Jesus that I tell them that he will show us the path of life. That path of life is through Jesus Christ. And if you don't have anything to say, that you're overwhelmed, that you just feel like the world is crushing down on you, all you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus. As Peter said in chapter 2 in Acts, his great sermon before everyone, call on the name of Jesus and thou shalt be saved. That means in whatever you're doing, Jesus. It's just like I love the wonderful story of the blind man, and he's crying, Jesus, Son of David, Jesus, Jesus, and they're telling him, shh, 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 be quiet, be quiet, because Jesus had just come through Jericho, and he was leaving the city, and that part of the country, especially, there was a lot of eye disease, a lot of blind people, and people kind of just brushed blind people off, and they kept telling him to be quiet, be quiet. And he screamed all the more the louder. And Jesus said, bring him here. What does he want? And he said, if I could just have my sight. And Jesus touched him. And he followed Jesus. You know, scream all the more the louder. Jesus! 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 You know, sometimes I just worship Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I could hear him say, Robin, I'm here. I'm here. I'm in you. You can do everything through me, Robin. Just trust in me with all of your heart. All of your heart. It doesn't matter. Like I said the other day on a video that I made, a lot of people say that Bill and I are crazy. I even have family members now that are saying that my shell is cracked, that I'm a nut. But, you know, I just said, you know, when I stand before Jesus, I want him to say, well done. And I want to cast my crown before him. I believe I'm going to have many crowns that I'm going to cast before the Lord. And say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And remember, Psalm 16:11 now. I will show you the path of life. In my presence is fullness of joy as we're walking that path with the Father. Stay in his presence. Your joy will be overflowing. Jesus said, I give you my joy, that your joy would be full. Amen. Read the book of John. If you're new in the Lord, I know that a couple weeks ago we just got back from India, and we have 35 pastors' wives that have joined the Sisters of the Lord. Over 3,000 people of women that have joined us. So now we're over, like I said, 10,000 women. We're praying for materials and Bibles for the Philippines, for Africa, Kenya, Uganda, India, Karimnagar, Warangal region, the Pakistani people in Lahore and in the outer regions. God has just opened up so much. And so pray, pray. God says he'll equip the called. Amen. I just give it to him. And I know God will provide. Oh, people, just love the Lord right now. Stay in his presence. And in his right hand are pleasures forevermore. I said, oh, God, I just want your pleasures. I want your pleasures. I receive everything by faith. Mark 11:22, 23, and 24. 22 says, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. Have God's faith. We do. It's in us. And whatever we say, we cast the mountains into the sea. And if we believe with our heart and don't doubt, we shall have what we say. And I say that we have all things that we need. God supplies everything that you need. So trust him today. And I wanted to just say that I love everyone. And thank you for all the emails. I try to answer as quick as I can, and the Skype calls, and God is good. I have many women now that are joining here in the United States, and I'm believing for our networking person to come forth and help me with all of this. And again, I just rest in the Lord. Pray for Robin. I'm praying for all of you. As you can see behind me on my office here, we have many pictures up of praying for people. Every day I just lay my hands on your pictures, and I pray for you. And we do care what's going on with you. You're just not another person, but you're special. You're precious to God. You keep on trusting the Lord. Don't look at the things in the natural. When it starts to get crazy, just shut it down and say, Lord, I rest. I rest in you. I'm walking. You know, remember when you were kids, and I did anyway, I used to just skip along in the pathway and skip. I made a path through the woods to my grandma and grandpa's house. And I just skip and go through there, and I could go through it at night, and I still knew that path because I just kept on that path all the time and just so happy. Jesus said, come to me as little children. So trust him today. I'm going to pray for you. Let's go before the Father. Thank you again for joining me out there in the Philippines and Uganda and in India today. Pakistan, I love you. Be strong in the Lord. I pray for your safety, all of you, your protection, the angels of the Lord about you, Father. Your word says that he that dwelleth in the secret place, and that is Jesus. We thank you, Father, right now. Thank you, Lord, for protection, that your angels are encamped about those that trust you, that fear you, Lord, that honor you. Holy Father God, Lord, help us to be one and to do the work of the kingdom of God, that you supply everything that we need. Lord, I thank you for these lives, God, as you entrust us. As Paul said in Romans chapter 1, I'm ready to preach the good news, the gospel. So I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your love this day. Thank you for Sisters of the Lord and for Allen International Ministries, the family church of Jesus Christ. I thank you, God. Right now I speak peace and blessings over everyone. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Well, this is the one and only Reverend Robin Allen today. God bless you, and just remember to pray for all of us. I would love to hear from you. I even go to the post office box once a week and get precious letters from everyone across the world. And so thank you again for your love. And Bill sends his love. Hopefully one day I can get him here on the camera and he can share the word of God with you. He's a wonderful man of God. And I thank the Lord for him. Pray for your husbands and your wives. Pray for your families. Trust everyone with all of your heart through the Lord Jesus Christ. As you see them as Jesus does, your family looks pretty good. But if you look at them in the natural, it looks a little hopeless. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. So I love you. And just keep walking that path of life. Don't forget Psalm 16:11, and I will talk to you later. God bless you today.